Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
And let the celebration continue. Good morning, 97-1. Tigers take down the Guardians. Finally, driving some runs. And how about Dylan Dingler? We can't hit runners in scoring position? No problem.
Yeah.
I'll just hit it a mile myself. And then, contagious, exhale. Tigers back in the ALDS. They take out that team that's been the thorn in their side. John, good morning.
Good morning. It's a hell of a morning, and it was, I mean, this team is exhausting. It's torturous, but when you win, it is oh so sweet.
And you kind of have to power through some of the exhaustion. They took out of all of us at the end of the month of September here, but you rev back up because, look, John, Seattle's not untouchable. They're not going to have Brian Wu to start this series, might not have him at all in this series. You get Skubal twice in a five-game series. You're going to get him more often in this series than you got in the last series.
So I know we like to ask questions that somewhat compromise some of the things that we've said before.
Okay.
The question that I had written down that I wanted to get back to. No, I'm going to ask you the question. Oh. You don't get to read it. You probably wouldn't be able to read my chicken scratch anyway. Because you had said that you were picking Cleveland in that series. And I'm not going to ask you if you're picking... I don't want to go down the Costa lock for Seattle because it worked against Cleveland.
Don't ask me to pick this series because you might not like the answer.
Okay.
But continue. Well,
I'll start with that. So, okay, going into it, it felt like you were building a case that made it inevitable that Cleveland was going to win that series.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. And this isn't a gotcha or told you so moment because it's like I said yesterday, you play the game. And especially in baseball, where you only need, in this case, you needed two, but you needed one inning yesterday. And the Tigers had that one inning, which flips everything around. Do you feel better going into the Seattle series because of what you just said? They don't have their starting pitcher and blah, 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 blah. But do you feel better going into the Seattle series than you did going into the Cleveland series?
Emphatically, yes.
Isn't Seattle a better team than Cleveland?
Yes.
Then how does that work?
The Tigers are playing better.
Trust me, you're kind of putting me in a position where I'm going to sit here and say they only had one inning.
What I don't want to do is have us talking out of both sides of our mouth. The Tigers didn't solve everything. All is not forgiven, right? But that was a necessary moment. That is a weight off your shoulders game. I didn't buy that the weight was off their shoulders just simply getting in the playoffs. They had blown it to Cleveland. Now, as the players have even said, we get the last laugh. Shove it where the sun don't shine. We're playing Seattle and you aren't. It clearly was this monkey off their back. So when you win and you win that way and you take down the best pitching you may see in the entire playoffs, it does take a weight off your shoulders. No, I don't think this suddenly transformed the Tigers into the team that we dreamed of them being in the middle of the summer, but I feel better about them than I did going into the series, even though Seattle has a loaded roster, right? They have Cal Raleigh. They have Julio Rodriguez. Even without Brian Wu, they got a couple good pitchers, including Luis Castillo. They have, big-time power numbers, third and homers behind only the Dodgers and the Yankees, big-time speed behind only Milwaukee and Tampa. They don't need four or five hits to generate a big inning. So I understand and respect the competition. Detroit waking up is what has me feeling better about them.
Okay. So, I mean, let's just take it another step further since you kind of offered this up already, saying I wouldn't like the answer. Who do you think wins this series? Since we won't be on until there's already two games in the bag.
I think the Tigers are going to win this series.
Oh. But you're not willing to throw the Costa lock on.
I don't think I should do that for anybody's sanity or sake today. Wow. But I'm kind of starting to feel like they're going to win this series. Seattle, by the way, Seattle hasn't played relevant baseball in like 2 weeks. They throttled down at the end of the regular season. They clinched early. They lost three.
They did so much more at the trade deadline.
Well, and that's going to be the thing, right? So we asked the question to everybody, is all forgiven? The deadline's not forgiven right now. John, if they go out and beat Seattle, the team that added at the deadline, I mean, Scott Harris is going to get the last laugh. Well, let's throw it out to people. Is all forgiven? This team put you through a lot. You were very frustrated with this team, and I'm not singling you, the fan, out. I was frustrated with this team, too. Is all forgiven? I'll forgive blowing the division because they beat Cleveland. I won't forgive the deadline if this is where the season ends. This is not a successful season if this is where the road ends.
Right.
Let's get to Robert in Commerce. Robert, you're on 97.1.
Morning.
Good morning, Robert.
What's up?
Hey, first time caller, long time listener. I wanted to answer your question. I'm going to sound like Valenia right now, but all will be forgiven when we have won the World Series.
Okay.
But yesterday, by the way, was amazing. That's exactly why I love Tigers playoff baseball. That was an amazing ending, and it's a great time to see that.
In a lot of ways, it's kind of the way the perfect playoff game goes. It's tense. You're on the edge of your seat the whole way. You're stressed. And then you get this like big time breakthrough that mm-hmm. makes it just the jubilation.
Yeah. But I do want to give Cookies a hard time.
Oh, please.
How he was yesterday basically saying there's no way. And how could you possibly predict? I wanted to call in yesterday, but I didn't have time.
Convenient.
My thought on it is the reason I had some confidence is the first 5 months of the season. Right?
Sure. I just got to give you a hard time, too, because it's like, well, of course you had the winning recipe. You just didn't have the time to call in. But now that they won, you're more than comfortable dishing it out.
Well, Robert, even if you had called in yesterday, like the issue was, and I thought that they were going to win as well, but then Cookies would throw it back. Well, you know, what is it that...
Show your work.
And it was going to be hard to come up with the ability to show your work other than that's why you play the game.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, because they hadn't shown a propensity to knock in runners in scoring position. It was the opposite. They were like the least clutch team ever. I mean...
And it was Flaherty on the mound, and you brought up all the games that he had pitched against Cleveland. And his track record in the postseason has not been great. The bats were nowhere to be found until they were.
Can you flip the switch? I didn't think they could or would. They did. Pleasant surprise. And now it opens the door, right? Because Seattle's favored. Seattle's at home. Seattle earned home field and a bye. Seattle's a better baseball team. But they've been sitting on their hands. Detroit's going to throw Scooble this weekend and in a game 5 if necessary. They're missing one of their key guys on the mound. It opens the door for Detroit, and I kind of like their chances. Not going to say it too loud because I know people are going to get uncertain feelings about it. Go ahead.
You just brought up a word, bye. They should have had the bye. They should have home field here. How much does that matter? I don't know.
Well, that's going to be the key. If they win without the bye and without adding at the deadline, Scott Harris gets the last laugh, right?
Yeah.
Then all is forgiven, right?
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
That's why I don't think all is forgiven yet. Because if they were to lose to Seattle, a team that added and earned the bye and dispatched the Tigers, you can't forgive them just because they got to the same place they got to last year.
Right, and especially if Suarez does something.
Oh, boy. Well,
I'm stunned you think they're going to win.
I think there's something about the vibes. I do.
Oh, show your work. There's something about the vibes. Show your work.
But we talked about it earlier.
I mean, I could expand more. We got 4 hours. Scooble's going to throw in, if it's a five-game series, he'll throw in two of the five games. That's 40% of the games you'll get Tarek Skubal. Last round, you only get the one start. Can you win when Skubal's not on the mound? They just did yesterday, right? I can now set up Flaherty and Mize at home next week. If I can split over the weekend with Skubal on the mound and I can throw my next two best pitchers at home, like, you start to build the case for the Tigers.
I hear you, but think about the runs that team scored in Comerica Park. They hit Skubal.
Yeah, in both starts.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think the only way the Tigers win is because the Mariners were hurt by having the time off. And that's not the greatest reason to have.
So, I mean, the way that they win is to obviously win the Skubal starts. So that's two of those games. You're going to have to get decent pitching. I'm not going to sit here and say they have better pitching, but you have to get good pitching, and they have to have timely hits. That's the one thing that we've been talking about, and they had timely hits yesterday. That's why they won.
Once this Mariners lineup sees this bullpen more and more, I think they're going to hit it.
But I also want to point out, Cleveland's got a great bullpen. Seattle's got a very good bullpen, but this is actually like a better matchup for the Tiger bats than the Cleveland pitching.
Oh, yeah.
Again, if you feel like the Tigers are getting a little bit more offensively in a matchup that's a little more favorable, that's part of how you set things up. I had to address this before we go to more of the phone calls and keep the combo rolling. Cookies is moving the goalposts. No, I'm not. Who's moving the goalposts? Was the goal of the Tigers season to get back to the same spot they were a year ago? When we saw the Tigers lose in the ALDS in five games to the Guardians last season, did we all say, hey, if we can just get it back here, that would be enough? No, the goal was attack the offseason, attack the deadline, be better than last year. That's not moving the goalposts.
No, so if they're better than last year.
Success. Yeah. Got to get through this round. You let us know. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know The Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.